Hello there. My name is Heritage, and you're welcome to this season of Poetry of Dust, where we teach the Word of God through psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Join us in season two while we pursue communion, healing, and transformation. Doxa, Eis Doxa. Permit me to start today's episode by asking a flurry of questions. It feels like that's how we always begin, with a burning question, or five, some questions that have to be answered for the edification of God's people. So let's begin. What is revival? Why is it necessary in our world today? What good does it do? And how can that infilling and empowerment of the Spirit of God translate into our lives? And for good measure, here's one more. Who is revival? The answer is simple. You. Well, the Spirit of God in you. The God in you is the revival that you, and by extension, the rest of the world needs. Psalm 85 verse 6 says, "Will you not revive us and bring us to life again, that your people may rejoice in you?" The psalmist in this verse is crying out to God for revival. And the Hebrew word for revive in this scripture is kaya, which means to revive, to save, quicken, nourish, recover, to restore to life. So we can infer through the scriptures that revival is the act of restoring something or someone that was dead back to life. It means to quicken, to repair what was broken and nourish it back to health. Last season, we talked about the importance of rekindling the fire of our passion for God and His kingdom. The Bible states that the fire on the altar must be kept burning day and night. Why? Because it is pivotal for functionality, for our wholeness and effectiveness. And that fire in our hearts, in our bones, so intense that we cannot shut it out, is the fire of the Holy Ghost burning within us. There are a lot of times in my life that I have felt sluggish spiritually. Sometimes, maybe even sleepy. And I found that whenever that happens, it translates into the other aspect of my life. Soon enough, I start to lose the zeal that I once had. I lose every sense of urgency concerning my assignment. And it gets so bad that I forget the purpose for which God created me. And whenever that happens, I have to do some serious introspection. As a believer, it is a habit that you must cultivate, evaluating the state of your heart so often that you can always realign your focus and fix your eyes once more on what really matters. Which was what the disciples, who later became apostles, did in the upper room in Acts 1 verse 14. It says that they had one mind, one purpose, and that they continually devoted themselves to prayer, waiting together. They had one focus and one goal. And they wouldn't move until it was accomplished, until they were truly awakened. In our world today, there are so many of us who are sluggish in our walk with God, moving around like zombies with no actual goal in sight, which is in no way part of God's plan for us. If we're to shine as light, we cannot remain asleep. We cannot live our lives on autopilot, coasting through unjust vibes, trusting for things to just happen to us, and not through us. This is why the Apostle Paul urges us in Ephesians 5 verse 14 by saying, "Awake, sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine as dawn upon you and give you light." There is a light strong enough to wake a person up from sleep, and that light comes from Christ that shines within you. However, it will not shine through an unintentional and unyielded vessel. Power will not fall if you do not wait on Him in expectation. Revival has been typified in many forms in the Bible. The prophet Ezekiel spoke to dry bones in chapter 37, causing the very wind of God to blow into and reanimate an army that had been long dead. Or in Hosea chapter 6 verse 2 to 3, where the promise of revival is likened to God appearing as heavy rain, as surely as the spring rain watering the earth. The earth in this case is the heart of man. If you rearrange the word earth, it really does spell heart. Can you tell that I love words? I really do. But I digress. As long as the heart of man is prepared, pliable, and hungry, then the rain of the Spirit will fall and cause an abundant harvest. However, today, I'd like to highlight the outpouring of the Spirit of God on the day of Pentecost. The Bible says in Acts 2 verse 1, that they were all together in one accord, and suddenly there came a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and there appeared on each of them fire, resting like cloven tongues on every single one of them as they received the Holy Spirit. But the revival didn't stop with tongues. Mm-mm. The fire was contagious. Others had to catch it. They had received a multidimensional, limitless spirit that would enable them to carry out what Jesus had told them to: healing the sick, casting out devils, teaching the word of God with spirit and power, and better still, becoming agents of revival themselves. I find it fascinating and even mind-boggling that it happened on the day of Pentecost, a Jewish festival celebrating harvest in their tradition, first fruits, if you may. In some way, the apostles were the first fruits of revival in the new covenant, the first fruits of the infilling of the Holy Spirit, who later became dispensers of living water as they took cities for God. The Holy Spirit does more than just make you speak in tongues. He equips you. He teaches you and reminds you of what you have learned. He is the engine of your assignment, the fuel for your call. He is your power, your enabler. He makes the impossible possible. So what have we been talking about all this while? I believe that revival at its very heart is the awakening of the hearts and spirits of God's people to their true identity in Him. It is realigning their minds and empowering them to carry out the Great Commission, and they may become true witnesses and ambassadors of Christ. It is making them signs and wonders as the Holy Spirit occupies the temple of their bodies. And you know the best part? The promise of revival is not for a select few. It is for all. Joel 2 verse 28 explicitly states that in the last days, the Lord shall pour out His Spirit on all mankind, the old and the young, the rich and impoverished, men and women. Doesn't matter who you are or where you're from, as long as you're hungry for Him, as long as the cry of your heart is yes, Lord, yes. Because trust me, the Spirit of God is brooding. There is a rippling, a rumbling, a troubling of the waters. Therefore, power must flow. It's a principle that goes all the way back to the very beginning. So don't listen to the naysayers when they say revival has come and gone, that it was in the days of our fathers, hence we can see it no more. Have you heard of the Asbury revival that happened in February? A group of university students decided to stay back after their regular chapel service, and a huge outpouring of the Spirit broke out. The atmosphere was so intense, the glory of God so thick, that their church service lasted 17 days non-stop. Imagine that, 17 days of prayer, worship, repentance, and miracles. And not only that, that fire began to spread to about 21 other universities, and it is still counting. I ask myself, what would have happened if they had ignored the nudging of the Spirit of God and just went home? Would God have been able to use their hearts if they were not yielded? Would there have been such a massive harvest of souls and great demonstration of the power of God if they had just decided that, I think we have better things to do? I think not. Beloved, revival is just starting, and I, for one, want to be a part of it. I want my heart to burn for all of God. I want to accommodate Him in this tiny, frail human body. And from that overflow, I want God to be able to use my yes for His glory. Oh, how I want to be used by Him. So will you wait on Him like the apostles did all those years ago? Pentecost is here. I pray with all of my heart that you catch this fire. I know I have.
Thank
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. Let the word of God dwell richly within you as you listen to this week's playlist. We know that you will be blessed. And also don't forget to follow us on our social media platforms, Instagram at Poetry of Just Podcast and Twitter at Poetry of Just Pod. Thank you so much and see you next week.